is an interview for the Shoe Workers Oral History Project at the Museum LA in Lewiston, Maine. The date is September 3rd, 2010. I'm here today with Charles Poliquin,
yeah.
And this is Andrea Lumgia. Charles, could you start just by giving me where you were born and your date of birth?
I was born at St. Mary, I believe, in the hospital. I'm pretty sure, or CMG, I ain't sure. Either one.
Right.
In my, February, 33 Prescott Street, I was born and living.
Yeah, and what's your date of birth?
February 22nd, 1948.
And so you grew up in this community?
Yeah, Lewiston, yeah. Off Main Street.
Right off Main Street.
Yeah, by John Clean, my father's street from CMG Hospital down the hill.
Okay.
I lived there for like 30 years.
Right. So in the 50s and 60s and 70s, can you talk about what the community was like then in terms of, you know, what you did as kids? And
We played football, ice hockey. We got ring on ice. We were poor. We got 11 and 13 with my mother and father, so we didn't have much. So we had to go to, like, St. Mary to get a gift for Christmas time. My father was real poor. And my mother was sick all her life. She died young.
And how many children were there?
Well, we 11, and my mother and father,
right,
13. We lost them both. My mother died early 7, and my father died 9/11. So a day we will never forget, 9/11.
With that many children, you had a lot of built-in playmates, yeah, as well.
I was sleeping with five brothers in one little bed. And all the sisters were together almost. We slept three on the top, two on the bottom.
Wow.
We only had a couple of bedrooms.
What did your dad do for work?
He was a janitor on Main Street. He getting big block across the street from St. Joseph. Yeah. My mother was sick all her life.
And so you must have helped with chores and the kids.
We live in the city. Well, we didn't do too much, but we live in the city on Prescott Street all our life.
And what was it like when you grew up? And was it expected that you were to get a job as a teenager?
Yes, that's how we got out. We all quit school at 15 at the age limit. And my first job went along. So all our brothers and sisters had to quit school. We got Paul. He owned Paul Cleaning. He's doing good. And we got a couple that did it good. But mostly of us ain't done much. I can say I got maybe two or three brothers that hit pretty good. And Paul's doing very good on all cleaning on Lisbon Street.
So age 16, is that when you went into
Lounge Shoe? I love Lounge Shoe. They pay peace wherever, make good money at Lounge Shoe when I was young.
What did you do in the
kitchen? I scoured, I Cambodian operator, side lasting with hot cement. I pounded, I scoured. I did a lot of my first job at Lounge Shoe. I worked there about 12, 13 years. I loved it there. I only left it because they shut down. I like to stay at one place, but every place that I went, I worked there maybe 8, 9 years, then they closed. I would have never left until Vietnam. I don't like to quit, but I had to get done to go. They all went to overseas.
Right.
So I would have still been at my first job. I loved the lounge.
So you were really in that era when
you could leave, everyone say you could leave 2 minutes and get a job across the street. Everyone was hiring. Now the shoe shop has gone way out. I haven't worked for a year and a half. Falcon Shoe laid me off about a year and a half. Now they got no more. Now I'm on Social Security, so I'm all set now, so I don't want to go back.
Right. Did you end up specializing in a certain area as the years went on, or did you?
I like lasting room. I did a lot of job in the lasting room. I can cambone, I can tie last, I can tack pull. I did a lot. Now at Falcon, I did molding, ejecting molding, put the sole on. I like that. Put the electric liquid sole, we lock it up in the molding, pretty good. They melted it in there, then we had to scour the shoe. Real life Falcon was a nice place to work too. Lounge Dory, we could learn dead lasting, side lasting. I did almost every inner toe tacking. I've been at Dory for a while. Vangelizer was nice. Vangelizer with tall boot, fancy boot with zip on the side. That's our style now, but that went way back to.
Can you talk a little bit in more detail about what lasting is? Doing the last, what does that mean?
Me and you got to put, we got a wooden lath and about a tie of a port light, and you put in a buoy. You break that lath in the middle, come up loose, so you unloose. Then you stick it in the toe, then you bring it back to the right shape, and it fit into the shoe, so to keep its shape. I like it. I like all the job I had. I love shoe shop.
Were the owners of the shoe shops people that you got to know?
Yeah. And I got to some of their name. I got a lot of reward. I mean, I love work. Like I said, I never take that. I went for 5 to 6 years, got a reward for without missing a day. They gave a trophy. I didn't care for a trophy. I work every day. And I didn't got walk from Lower Tinta. Minot Avenue would go to my first job every day. Minot Avenue, well, good walk, but I love the job.
Yeah, every day.
Every day. I went for 5 to 6 years. At the record, no one ever talked that I know of without missing.
Well, yeah, and where do you think you got that work ethic to want to, you know, work every day? And
I know, I've been in the grocery store. I worked at Union Market afterwards. And I don't know. I wasn't bored. We had a lot of children. We played a lot of hockey. You know, I don't know where I got it, but I love it. I was one of the better ones. All my friends never kept my job. I mean, I don't know. I had it. I don't know where I got it. But I don't know.
Yeah. And hockey. You said you like to play
hockey. I'm not a lobby skater. I like playing on our shoes.
Oh, okay.
I like to be the goalie. I do pretty good catching the puck and playing. We had a lot of fun.
You did like street hockey?
Street hockey,
right?
Yeah, mostly football too. We played in the street mostly, in the field. Baseball. I'm a great Red Sox fan. I don't miss many games. I love the Red Sox. They ain't doing too good now. But
I know. Me too.
I love the Red Sox. I've been watching them for 50 years. And yeah. My father was a great one for the Red Sox. He loved the Red Sox. Too bad he died 9/11, never got to see them. You couldn't go see him or do nothing. He locked himself in the room when they was on. He loved the Red Sox.
How has Lewiston changed in all the years that you've been
here? A lot more people. I'm impressed. You go in Lisbon for all different places. Really, mall all over the place. That new mall here with Walmart and Rotary and Jane a lot. I never see so much of a big change.
When you were growing up, would you go down on Lisbon Street to the shops there?
Yeah. I walked there a lot, yeah.
Can you describe how it's different than it is today?
It is a lot. You have a lot more room and everything on Lisbon Street. Now you barely can get by. They really filled it all up. It's a progress. It's good. Yeah, my brother liked it on Lisbon Street. Told you I ain't much good talker.
No, you're doing great. Some of the different shoe shops specialized in different types of shoes, yes. And so your work was different?
Yeah, I mean, the Dory were women's shoes, and I worked Belmont with men's shoes, so I work on both, and Falcon is only on fireman boot now, so that was different too. We got it mostly all done at Falcon. We were in a packing room, and repairing room. We repair, if any a thread missing, a little hole, you put some in. Any care for that, I'm glad it. I better do the work, but I don't like to check the boot out. Like I don't know how anybody can do repair. Too much in lot. We had to use thread and needle. Some thread come off the fireman boot. You gotta paint it. You gotta use chalk to cover the hole. I didn't care for that. In a way, I'm glad I'm up. I love to anything, but I love the laughing room, the molding room. The packing room, wasn't for me, but I worked there a couple of years before they laid me off. So I really couldn't do the job. Too much. You gotta find everything in there. Check the toe, check the thigh. Oh boy, that was boy. Here your needle. Sew this shoe boot. Sew the heel. Sew the toe. Too much. They bring a bath. I forgot a little bit of cement, a little crack there. I don't know if I can do it. But mostly the woman, I was one of the few men there, and I see why maybe women got better eyesight or know what to look for. Even though I work for 45 years in a shoe shop, I never had to look at every little thing on it.
45 years.
Yep, 15 till about the last year. I worked steady. Usually all the shop went out. But after 2 nights the shop closed, they always had another one to call me. Everybody, they all knew it. Yep.
Now, the people you worked with in the shoe shops, not the bosses, but the people you worked beside, did you form friendships?
Oh, I'll get along with everybody. That way I met my wife at Dory. I met her over there. We had fun. We had a little group. We talked. I get along with everybody. I love people.
Yeah. Were there any, outside activities that were associated with the shoe shops, like a league, a bowling league, or anything?
They had
like
a few
things.
I only joined the cricket. I wasn't aware of the pastime when I went. I joined the cricket. I'm a great cricket player. Bowling, I used to be good at. I put my hand in a pan I felt in a couple of years ago, and I lost doctor for Ross Getty Rep. I can't bend it all the way. So I did that with cleaning a pan I felt in shoot before they laid me off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe now reason they might have let me go. So I couldn't, that hand was really sore. I used to cry, but when the cold get into it.
Mm. And so the shoe shop started closing.
Yeah.
Oh, what did that feel like to you?
Because I didn't think I would ever find a job. I could have gone and I love dock work. If I went I'm Shaw's, I work at Union Market. I love the door work. I could run the car. I can do everything at a grocery store. So that went mostly. But I didn't stay long. They called me up. I'm a buy after one Shaw closed. So I didn't. I work, make extra money. I used the Shaw, dock board, run the car. I can do a lot. I want to stay retired. My wife ain't asking for any extra money, so she's getting pension, so we think we'd be all set. We got our daughter and her husband and another girl, so we find a house.
Right.
So we all split all the bill and everything. So it's pretty easy. But I miss it a little bit. Like I said, I love shoe shop.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you think is important to add some aspect of the shoe shops?
Not really. I don't talk much. I'm surprised that I'm talking this much. Usually I'm a witness, a Jehovah's Witness. And not to me, I've been 30 years. They're waiting to see when I open up. They think I ain't got a tongue. I sit in the back and watch everyone come in. I like it. And I love all the witnesses, but I barely talk to them, right? Can't talk, but you're easy. I don't know why.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and thank you for doing this, because we're trying to create a history of the shoe workers. You all were so important to the community in building this community.
Yeah, 46 years, when I told Roger Nano. You ain't got my picture or anything? A couple of years ago, a woman came over and took about 20 pictures. I went.
Yes, I think you're all set on that front.
I won't get to see them?
Yes.